Welcome back to another episode of Small Town Expectations. I'm Brandy Rose here with you and my very special co-host, Haley.
Hello.
We're here to bring you another exciting story, another exciting experience of somebody in a small town who grows up in a small town or who moved to a small town or whatever it is. People get vulnerable. It gets exciting. But first, we want to let you know that we are on all socials and you should definitely check us out and stay up to date on all of the things that are happening right here on this podcast. You can follow us on Twitter, Small Town Expectations _ podcast, Facebook. That's the place where the very most, because we're old. Facebook is for old people and we are there. But that's where the most active is, on Facebook. So definitely check that out. Facebook.com, Small Town Expectation Podcast. And Instagram, Small Town Expectations _ podcast. And of course, you can always listen on radbrandy.com. And if you would like to be on an upcoming episode in 2019, please, please email us at our very own smalltownpodcast@yahoo.com. That's the best place to find us and to let us know that you are interested in getting vulnerable and telling your story and really just kind of impacting people's lives. I think that that's one of the things that we have learned over the last 9 months or so of doing this podcast, is that these stories impact somebody. And I think that's what's really special and really cool about this podcast. So this episode, Haley and I have been talking a lot about what we wanted to do and kind of talking about what the end of the year, kind of what our expectations were for the end of the year, for the beginning of the year, and just kind of where we want this podcast to go. And so last December, December, we had our friend Paul on as our last episode of 2018. And we didn't want to skip over that because his story is just really rich and good. And so there was a moment where Haley and I had lots of conversation around, well, do we, you know, it's the end of the year. Do we just kind of do a rundown of 2018, or do we wait until 2019? And it was a lot. It was like too much conversation, I feel like, between us. And so what we really decided was that we were going to spend this first episode just kind of recapping the last year of episodes. And it's not a full year, it's a good 9 months, but then in the future we'll be able to go through a whole year. It's a 19 episodes, something like that, and that's a lot. We're proud of that. We're really proud of that. And so what we're gonna go through some of those episodes and talk about kind of where we know these people are at now and kind of the reactions of their episode and how they heard themselves and that kind of thing. And then, you know, we're just going to kind of get excited about 2019. So come on this journey with us. It's Small Town Expectations.
Take me the way I am.
So what were you doing last year at this time?
Oh, in January?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, okay. So last year, 2018, so we had been talking about doing this podcast since
July when you got laid off.
Yeah, I didn't get laid off. I got straight up fired. So there is a difference between laid off and fired. And I think, yeah, so we'd been talking about it for a long time and it was just kind of a pipe dream and it was something that I was too scared to actually start. And you were like, boom, here is all of this equipment for your birthday. And it was really emotional for me because it was so thoughtful. You're a very thoughtful gift giver.
Thank you.
By the way. it's true. And it was just really thoughtful. You know, you got me for my birthday all of this recording equipment and the software. And I was like, okay. And then I sat on it for months and you were like, no, Brandy Rose. So I think in January, it was just you and I talking a lot about when are we going to do this? And we had started kind of thinking of ideas of what we wanted the podcast to be about. But yeah, I think a year ago, it was a lot of fear. It was really where I was at, was just in the world of fear. Because I was scared to get vulnerable on this thing.
Well, our first episode wasn't published until April.
Yeah.
So you were scared for 4 months?
Yeah. And that's the thing, is that sometimes I let fear hold me back. I let fear hold me back way too much in my in my relationships. I like friendships, you and I sometimes, I let fear hold me back. I think that fear is something really icky that I just let have way too much control sometimes. I don't like it.
So is that going to be a resolution?
I guess.
A goal to squash some of that fear by the end of the year?
Well, it's not about squashing the fear. It's about recognizing that fear and also pointing to it when it's holding you back.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think that the older that I get, the better I get at that. And also, this is really silly, but I get even better at like telling people that they're letting fear hold them back. And that sometimes I don't listen to my own words.
Yeah.
So
that's easy to do. But we're all pretty guilty of that at times.
Yeah. But yeah, that was a year ago. You had gotten me this gear for Christmas, for my birthday. And because we had a very low limit for Christmas, but not birthdays. And my birthday's 4 days after Christmas. So that's easy. But yeah, what were you doing a year ago? What were your thoughts? What were your feelings a year ago?
I think I was just waiting in anticipation for you to get the courage and figure it out. You know?
You were really patient.
There was hesitation on my end, too, because there was a lot of research that went into figuring out how to get the website and how to get it up and what we need to do to maintain it and to publish podcasts. Like, the editing stuff is easy, but then it's like the nitty gritty, the paying attention. Now, as you were talking in the intro, I don't ever check that email. And I think
that's something that
needs to happen.
I check it every day.
Okay.
Oh, so yeah, we're totally good there. People, listen, do not let that discourage you. I check that stuff every day. We have yet to get one. We started that email. Nobody's ever emailed us.
Wait.
I know. It's funny. Yahoo emails us.
So do you think is this where you pictured the podcast to be after 9 months?
I think I love how it's grown in a really short amount of time. I love that we have developed and gotten better at our intros and better at that little section where it's you and I. I think I really love that. I mean, it was whatever when it was just me, but I love it so much more that it's me and you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's a small little part that I get to have with you, but that's probably... I love that that's one of the ways that this podcast has grown, is to, number one, include you in it on the microphone, no matter how frustrating I get with you sitting on the other side.
We watch a couple of YouTubers and they, you know, bicker with each other on the screen and you're like, dang. And then you think about all the Sunday mornings that we've needed to record or whatever that looks like. And we've probably gotten to more... tiffs over this podcast than anything else.
Okay, we have to talk about that a little bit then. Tiffs. Okay. It's really because Haley has an idea, Brandy has an idea, and we are both too freaking stubborn.
And our ideas aren't ever the same.
I know, and sometimes we compromise, but sometimes I'll just be like, fine, we're doing it your way, and sometimes you're like, fine, we're doing it your way. And I feel like it's probably evened out on neither of us have won more times in the argument, you know? And also, I will admit, I get really just like, my skin starts to crawl when you're like, hey, when are we going to do this? When are we going to do this? When are you going to call them? When are you going to? And I'm just like, never. I'm not ever going to do it because you won't stop, even though that's stupid. How old am I? 7? Like, come on. It's dumb. I admit that. Okay, looking into 2019, I'm not going to get as frustrated with Haley.
Sure. And I've combated that with, it's 5 o'clock on Sunday evening of the day that we need to post a podcast, and we're just now getting to it.
Wow, there is a lot of salt in your voice.
I haven't been nagging you about it.
Okay. Okay.
So that's where we're at now.
Mm-hmm. What time is it right now? Let's see. Except, I will admit, on this episode, I have been trying to get you to record a handful of times. And you're like, no, let's just wait. So the roles flipped in that 100% for this episode. Absolutely. Oh, don't shake your head at me. They can't see you shaking your head, but you know that it's right. You know.
I really just get panicked because I have to edit, you know, and sometimes it's like, oh, we don't have, we, all my evenings are planned and scheduled and all of my this, so I don't have the extra hour and a half in my life to get these pictures together and find this music to download and do all of these things that it takes to, and really we like to listen to it from beginning to end so we could edit out Ellen dog barking or when you stutter.
Spoiler
and
alert, Ellen barks sometimes.
You say the wrong month or the whatever, you know, and you don't catch those things until you're listening to it in real time. And fully.
You make it sound like you edit this and you pull out all of the stuff. You do like the most minimal amount of editing.
Sure. But you have to, and especially to listen for your coughs. You can't see that in a sound wave. Because it looks like you saying, yeah.
Sorry, I was okay. Sick for a couple of months.
So it just takes time and I get all weird and nerdy about it.
Yeah. Well.
How do you feel about me saying that we're looking for someone to design a logo?
Ooh, okay. So I was thinking about Emmy whenever we talk about the, like, you know, recapping all of these episodes. Episode 9 is Emmy, and Emmy was just somebody who kind of fell into this podcast world. Like I still don't know Emmy very well. I know her from the podcast and that's about it. And man, what a genuine soul that one is. She still randomly sent us a logo, and we use that logo, Emmy, shout out, because it's beautiful and it's wonderful. And I think that we got really lucky with Emily, yeah. With Emmy. And
well, she's the one that made you cry because she sent you an email saying she wanted to be on the podcast.
She freaked me out. I was like, what? This is really happening in an airport. I'm just sitting there crying at my terminal or my gate, like freaking out, calling you. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to respond. I'm freaking out. And, you know, now here we are. And I'm like, everybody, I want all of the emails. So, yeah, but Emmy was just a really special person. She's an incredible artist. I follow her on Facebook, and she's always posting stuff happening in Grand Junction at the library, and she's doing art at different places in Grand Junction. And I think that was a really special episode because it was a person that I knew nothing about that I got to sit down with and have a conversation with. And she got vulnerable about being young and moving away from all of her friends and what that was like for her. And so I really appreciate that episode. And then we got a beautiful logo out of it.
Yeah.
But we are looking for someone to kind of, you know, give us a logo, give us some of your ideas. We want to make stickers and we want to make, lots of different stuff.
So that was the next thing on my little list, is that we want to get merchandise. We've set aside a little bit of money for the podcast. We want to know what kind of merchandise you guys would rock.
Yeah.
So if you want a sticker or a patch, I really want a hat. That's a small town expectation, yeah. Because hats are my thing.
Yeah, pins, like something to put on, you know, your backpacks or your coats or whatever. Those cool little pins. I feel like there's so many t-shirts. I mean, would people wear t-shirts?
I don't know.
I think I would wear a t-shirt.
Yeah, I would too.
But we want to know. We want to hear your thoughts. I think that's the thing we're throwing out to you this episode. Hit us up on Facebook or Instagram, and let us know what kind of merch would you like to have. What kind of merch would you rock for Small Town Expectations? And of course, if you are somebody who is a designer of some sort, give us some sketches. Give us some ideas. You know, Haley said, like, we've set aside some extra cash so that we can make this happen. So hit us up. You can email us at smalltownpodcast@yahoo.com or find us on Facebook or Instagram. Those are probably the most active places that we are.
Yeah.
So.
And we're not very creative.
We are not creative. We have come up with ideas and we always hate each other's ideas.
It's true. So I think we're creative. I'm just not artistic.
Yeah, we need a third party.
Someone to break the tie.
Right.
The vote. So this is a loaded question, but potentially a two-part question of what was the best part of your 2018? So you, as a person, Brandi Rose, what do you think the best part was? And then let's address the podcast. What was the best part of the podcast, do you think?
Best part of 2018? Ooh, I don't know.
All right.
What was your best part?
I don't know. I feel like our relationship really took off, and that was a good thing.
Yeah.
But along with it is just, I feel like growing up a little bit and kind of settling just as a person and being okay with myself and, you know, the choices I make at work and the choices I make at home. And I don't know. Yeah. I feel like it was just a...
I agree.
Really solid, you know, because you look back at your past and I'm like, dang, what was I thinking when I did this?
Or yeah.
I can't believe I did that at all. Or why didn't I do that? But it allows me to be where I'm at now.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I'll double down on that. Because I do. I think that I grew as a person and the way that I communicate maybe got better.
Sure.
I don't know. I can't think of like something that just stands out in 2018. I think it was just a lot of consistent, it was just a wealth of happiness, you know?
Yeah.
And I do. I think that we have a solid relationship. I'm crazy about you. So no matter how crazy you make me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think our relationship, just personal life, right? Our relationship is really good. We got a dog.
We get a dog.
We argue about our dog a lot. But it's good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
So what do you think the best part of the podcast is?
I think the best part about the podcast is my favorite thing. This is so self-serving. But when somebody goes, hey, Bran, and I don't even know them. I mean, like, I might know of them or I know them in a really, like, third-party kind of way. They're like, hey, Bran, I listened to that episode and it was really good. And I'm like, and, like, legit, like, I don't think I hide my emotions very well. And I'm always really surprised when somebody says that to me. People at the school, you know, at PV that you work at, just people have stopped me when I'm there with you and they're like, Brandi, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, seriously? Like, cool. Okay. And then that's happened in a couple different settings. And it always gets me a little bit. It always just kind of takes me by surprise just a tiny bit. Because, I mean, I don't know. We just never really know how many people are really out there, you know?
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. And that's the cool part about it. With iTunes, there's no way to track.
Right.
You can't see your subscribers or anything. So there's a little bit of me that's like, we're talking to the universe.
Yeah, we don't know.
But at the same time, it's cool to know that, I don't know if you'd call them fans, but people that we know listen, you know, and it's cool because they'll be like, they'll mention it to us or whatever.
Yeah.
That's really neat.
It is. I think that's, and again, like, that's very self-serving, but also I really love it. This has happened a couple of times when a person has listened to an episode and I get a text or a call that's like, whoa, I could really relate to what they said in this area. Yeah. And like, wow, I had never thought of it like that. Or, you know, I appreciate them sharing that struggle because I've had that struggle too. Or, like this person on Facebook was like, hey, I send my kids to that same camp and I love that camp and I was like, what? That's crazy. It's awesome. And it's crazy. And they don't, and I asked them, hey, do you know this person? And they were like, no. And so, it's just, again, it's just that small town. It's that small town feeling, you know?
Yeah. That's the part of everything that I love in the world is that people make connections. They're making connections with each other or they can relate to something. Like, that's what we do as entertainers in theater, film, whatever. you create stuff that people can relate to, and maybe you're helping them out. In my episode, we touched on my sobriety a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's one of the sides of the triangle in AA is that service work. Mm-hmm. You're helping other people. And then there's unity in that. So in anything, not even sobriety, but let me hold out my hand to help you out because we struggle from the same things.
Yeah.
And it's real suggestive of these are some of the ways I got through it. And you could take those and you could leave them and it's okay.
Yeah.
So it's cool that people could bond on being a teen mom or to putting their kids in this camp or
weight loss,
being bullied.
Yeah.
I don't know, getting a new job, any of that.
Right.
You know, stuff that people can connect on, right. Relate to.
That was kind of a theme in a couple episodes. So your episode talked about sobriety, and then Chad's episode
right. Also
talked about sobriety. And that's something that in this household we celebrate.
Yeah.
And we are just – and because, I don't know, it's just something that in our house we appreciate, I think, for different reasons and recognize it for different reasons. And I don't know, it's something that I look at my brothers or, you know,
Yeah. Whatever.
And there's something that I'm like, I just hope that someday they know what that feels like.
Sure.
And they know that celebration, you know?
Yeah.
Because you and Chad, just in this podcast, were able to share that celebration. And it's just something that I hope other people get to experience too.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
We had I think it was just in November, a classmate of ours passed away.
Yeah.
And we were just really shocked and taken back because I'm 31. He was probably, I can't remember when his birthday was. He was older than me. But 31 or 32. And long story short, just alcoholism.
Yeah.
His body shut down, and that's mind-blowing, and there's been some other people pass away from the rooms, and it's, my buddy Dave was just like, it pained him, because that person who didn't know a sober life, like, an experience that he was never able to experience,
right.
You know what I mean, and it's like, do you feel a little bit of guilt about that, because you could have helped them. You weren't able to get to them, you know.
Right.
I don't know. It's heavy.
It is. It's really heavy. And that's, you know, that's one of the directions that people got to go in and share those experiences and share that story. And I appreciate that from 2018.
Yeah.
I look forward to more people coming on and sharing their stories of sobriety because I think those are powerful. And I think that they're so significant to anybody's life,
Yeah. Period.
And so that's something that I look forward to in the future is more people sharing those stories of sobriety.
Well, and one thing that it took me a point to be able to get to it, but we've had people here drinking at the house.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not these hoity-toity, put our nose up to the people who drink. Like, I'm not.
I have a drink every once in a while.
Yeah.
So, and it's not, I'm not like getting drunk or wasted or anything like that by any means. But, you know, Yeah. Also like I'll have a beer or I'll have some wine or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And we're okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and if it ever made you feel uncomfortable, I would check myself quickly.
I know.
So, and we check in on that too, by the way. I do. I check in with you on that sometimes. And you are really honest about it. So, thanks.
It's good.
Yeah.
We're good. So, here's another question. And I haven't been paying any attention to these. So, maybe we could help drive it back. But, how has the podcast affected your life? Like this versus radio?
Ooh.
Like, is it everything that you wanted it to be?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's
fueled the podcast more? Has that kind of flattened itself out?
Oh, no. Well, I think the radio stuff has kind of flatlined. You know what I mean?
Sure.
All of those things. Because like, move on, you know?
Yeah.
So when, and there's still some hurt in that. For sure there's still hurt in that. But at the same time, it's like, it's, I don't know. I don't look back and regret any of those things. I don't look back and think like, well, what if, or I wonder if I can get on another radio station. Like, it's none of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, I think that the podcast is just something fun and it's something that I really love. And you know, going back to what I love about this podcast so much is that we get to sit down with somebody and all that I get to do is just give a person the platform. And I love that. I love that about radio too. And my role in radio was never, I never, you know, got to be the number one like interviewer. That was always the head guy. But like now people come in, they come into our home and I'm not, it's not the Brandy Show. I hope that it never comes across as the Brandy Show. I always want it to be about that other person. And I always want it to be that other person sharing and connecting with somebody else. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I hope that comes across. I don't know if I do that good.
I don't know. I don't think it's bad. But if you're thinking about it, maybe it's something that you want to consciously work towards, you know?
I'm not thinking about it at all.
Well, now you are.
You're the one that brought it up.
I think that's something special that this podcast has to offer is, here's a bit of our vulnerability and let us welcome you into our house, into our craft junk room video game.
I love that we call this our studio. There's something studio-esque about this.
Well, we're working towards it. That's part of your birthday present this year.
That's true.
You know, hopefully our dog is being behaved and there's not a shoe chewed up whenever we get off work that day before or whatever. You know, it's hopefully more comfortable than going into some cold studio that's weird and has gross carpet on the walls and is all the other things that radio stations are.
Yeah.
You know, here's some hot tea. Come and get vulnerable with me.
Yeah.
Us.
Yeah. And the people listening. I mean, it's neat to interview really famous people, but it's also really, there's something more about interviewing a regular person.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. And I think every day that we need to put, maybe not put people on pedestals, but lift people up, especially people we know. We talked Jen Caliendo into being on the podcast.
Ooh, that was a long time coming.
6 months.
Ooh, yeah.
To get her to come on. But it was, you know, she has a cool story. And I think it's something that other people need to hear. And it's easy to share that.
I think she was proud of it, too.
She should be.
Yeah.
She has a good story.
She does. Yeah, I think that Jen, that's episode 15 in November. I think that she was proud of what she got to share on the podcast. And I remember for Jen, I remember that she was shocked once we stopped recording that she didn't cry.
That's awesome.
It was funny.
With the expectation that you would cry too.
I know. I already cried once in this recording.
So something coming up in the spring that both of us are hopefully looking forward to is I'm directing the Vagina Monologues this year.
Oh my goodness. I was talked into doing one of the, what are they called? One of the spots?
A monologue.
Okay, I was talked into doing one of the monologues.
Hence the title of the show.
Whatever, fine. I'm scared.
It's going to be great. So that's something about us that brought us together, really, from the very beginning, is April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of work our little booties off in every way. In the past, I've directed the Vagina Monologues, and it's benefited La Pinon down in Las Cruces. And then when I moved back here, I wanted to continue that. I wanted to pursue that. Just me being a woman who has a voice, and hopefully I have a little bit to offer because I've directed stuff in the past and I understand theater a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I really feel like it's been calling me for a while.
I think I'm excited to get to know the ladies who are doing the show with you, because that's something that I've always just kind of been intrigued by. Who are these people that get up on the stage and, you know, do these poems or tell these stories that are really heart-wrenching sometimes?
They're monologues.
Whatever. But, you know, and I think just to connect that with one of our episodes, Annette was somebody who you connected with through the monologues. And she came on and shared good old Marfa, Texas. And now her husband, here's a little snippet on her husband. He was just he's a cartoonist, a political cartoonist. And she talks a little bit about him in the episode. But he's being featured now and people are really paying attention to him and paying more attention to Marfa because that's where he writes from.
Yeah.
I just recently saw a big article on that. And I think that's really, it's cute. I mean, they are special in general.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think he's like pre-husband.
What? Pre-husband?
They're not married.
Okay, but I mean, they are what they are, so.
Okay. I just wanted to get.
You could not cut this part out.
Take it out of context.
It's, they're together, they're partners.
Okay.
Even Ellen thinks you're acting crazy.
Whatever.
So that was just a cool connection between.
Yeah, Annette's real special.
Yeah.
She's a real kind soul.
She is.
I'm glad she was able to be on here.
Me too. And she was fun to interview because I had no idea where that conversation was going. Typically, I have an idea of what folks, you know, where the direction. Literally everything that Annette and I had talked about a couple of days previous to us recording, I'm not sure that we talked about any of it. I think she really drove it. And that's what it's about. You know, I was able to ask her some questions and guide her. And she talked about the things that she's passionate about.
Yeah.
And
if you check out radbrandy.com, there's a bunch of, we posted a couple of like YouTube videos because she just touched on a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you could go look at that
and learn a little bit more about Marfa through that. Marfa's tiny too, and they've made so many YouTube specials or like NPR specials and things like that.
She sent us a link a couple weeks ago, and the Simpsons had made fun of that little shop storefront, whatever it is, that Annette's pictured in front of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's cool.
It is. It's really neat. So that was a fun one. And then all of your theater stuff, just in general, has connected me to a lot of different types of people. Let's see. Who do we have from theater? We have Georgia. That's episode 3. Mario, episode 6. Let's see. Campbell. Oh, sorry. Episode 7 is Mario. Campbell, episode 13. Paul,
Patrick.
Episode 19. Patrick Valentine, episode 16. All of those people.
Cian,
kind of. Cian, your best friend. Except Cian was so much more than just theater stuff. But those people, you know, each one of them gave something to the podcast in a way because they're all each unique. The only thing that they each have in common is theater. Everything else about them is so unique. Georgia had beautiful stories about being in a small town in Bloomfield and being related to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Mario talks about being a role model for his nephew. You know, Patrick's story was rich with history and rich with just he's a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah.
And a type of knowledge I think that nobody else gave to the podcast.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think he's a little bit older than some of the other people that's been on the cast, so he has a lot of worldly views, I guess. More
just different
experience on this earth.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. That's really kind of you. But it's true, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Paul's episode. It was a theater, sure, but he was just, he got real vulnerable about being bullied and what that was like for him as a kid and in high school. And I think that, you know, theater was that thing that brought these people in here, but it was so much more than that. And that's something I'm really thankful for.
Little Campbell. What do we say about Campbell?
Campbell was a special story because that was another one that he was somebody who I don't know very well either. And his story was neat because he experienced something very similar to Paul, I think.
Yeah.
But their experiences were much different. Their home lives were much different. And Campbell is somebody who just stands on his own, you know? Campbell is special because he is unique in so many ways and he owns it, you know?
Yeah.
And I think the story that I loved about Campbell's episode was when he talked about being on the playground and he's like, you know, when you're driving past a playground and you see the kid off in the corner playing by himself, he's like, I was that kid. And I was like, whoa. Because then he talked about his imagination and how he has the most vivid imagination and talks about being a writer because of that imagination. And if he wasn't that weird kid, would his imagination be that big and that vibrant? I don't think so, you know?
And he's cool because he's real creative.
Yeah.
He was always asking questions like, what's your opinion on this? What do you think about this? You know? So that was cool.
Yeah. Yeah, Campbell was a really neat episode,
yeah.
I think.
Going back to your office and the events happening in the spring, you had your supervisor on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
The very beginning.
Donald is an episode that a lot of people will text me and go, hey, I just listened to Donald's episode. And I don't know what it is about Donald's episode that I get text messages about that particular episode. But I think the coolest thing about Donald is he was the first older dude,
yeah,
you know, that we had on the podcast. And he got real vulnerable in a way that, and he talked about bullying too. He talked about being bullied, because he was the only white kid. And, so he talked about kind of what that was like for him. And then, you know, growing up and knowing that there was something special about him, but trying to fit into the world as a straight man and then being like, I'm not going to fit in anymore. And he comes out, you know, in his late 30s or in his early 30s, and now he's in his 60s. And man, Donald is somebody who he's an independent, just soft-spoken, but words cut like a knife sometimes. you know,
yeah.
He's a good man.
Yeah.
That was really neat having him here. He isn't a dog person, and so he hated everything about Ellen and that she kept trying to get loves from him, and she didn't understand that there's some people that aren't gonna like you, Elle. She just didn't get that, and Donald was the first experience that she ever had with that. But it was a good episode.
Yeah,
I think one of the cool things that has happened is connecting with people from high school, like our episode with Megan. Mm-hmm. She was somebody that I went to high school with, and she just mentions in a podcast or in a Facebook post, I think, and is like, I'd really like to be on. And I was like, shoot, let's do it, girl. And so she tells me a little bit about herself, and I was like, yes, 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 let's make this happen. And that was really cool for me just to reconnect with her, because I hadn't talked to her in like a decade. And so she comes on the podcast, and I get to just have her, you know, tell her story. The funny thing about Megan's podcast is she's real early on in the episode. She's number 6, I think. And we hadn't quite figured out all of the editing stuff yet. And so there's a lot of background noise in Megan's episode.
Yeah.
Because she has a lot. She's a kid. She's a mom. And so initially I was like, oh, man. But then the more that I really thought about that, I think the more special it made that podcast or made that episode,
yeah,
was because she's a mom number one. Like, that is her number one thing. She is the mom of 4 little boys, and she is a freaking rock star,
yeah,
you know, and she will do anything for those kids. And that really comes through. And I think that was one of my favorite things about Megan's episode was you can hear her kids in the background, and
yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
There was 100% nothing wrong with that.
It's cool.
So and also, you know, reconnecting with her was really neat. So
speaking of kids, you had your nephew on.
EJ. That's the episode that I probably talk the most about, I feel like, because I always want to know, like, have you listened to EJ's episode? Have you listened? Because it was so random.
Yeah.
so random and adorable. I'm pretty biased. I think my nephew is the cutest kid in America. But
it's cool because it's like I have nieces, so that's the level I can connect on. But then at the same time, maybe you listen to that episode and you're reminded of what it was to be young.
Yeah.
And how quickly your mind changed and yeah. how you viewed the world differently than you do now. It's refreshing.
And I hope that that's the thing that people took from EJ's episode was it was reminding people what it was like to be a kid.
Yeah.
He's seven. Was he six at the time I think maybe he had just turned seven.
He'd been seven for a month or so.
Okay. So he had just turned seven when we recorded that episode. And it really was genuinely a reminder of what it was like to be a kid. Yeah. His imagination, he's just, the way that he learns and the way that he remembers information, I think was maybe my favorite part about that episode. Because he's read so many books about dinosaurs and bees, and he just knows a lot about bees because he's heard his family talk about them before, and he remembers everything that they've said about bees.
Yeah.
And it might be a little mumble-jumbled, but he remembers that information.
That's cool.
And then he's done a lot of research on dinosaurs because he's just fascinated by them. And so then he's kind of reciting all of the fun facts that he knows about the particular dinosaurs he was talking about. And it was adorable. I mean, we all learned like that. Whether we remember it or not, that's how we learned and that's how we remembered information. And hopefully that episode did. It reminded you about being a kid. Also, just other kids stuff, having the high schoolers on that we got to have on the episodes early. It was they're very early episodes.
Yeah.
Andrew and Trevor. You know, were the two high schoolers that we got to have on in the past year. And each one of them had really unique stories to themselves. And I think back then, one of the things that I feel like I've gotten better at is bringing more information out of people. And so I would love to have Andrew on the show again and talk to him more about, you know, just some of his experiences. But those are two episodes I think that I get a lot of. I started crying when I listened to those episodes.
Yeah.
And it's because their stories are just raw. You know what I mean?
Well, and it's cool because Andrew's moved away.
Yeah.
He went to college and is living that whole life. And that's a big life changer for everybody, yeah. for anybody who goes and does.
It's neat because Andrew stayed connected with me.
Yeah.
Even, you know, after he graduated and even after just stuff happened in terms of my youth ministry world. And that's something that what's that saying that it's the weight of gold or whatever? Just like, it's very, very valuable.
Not ringing a bell.
Shut up. It's just really valuable to me that's something that has, he and I still have coffee when he's home from college, and he just lets me in on his life, and he lets me in on some of the things that are happening for him. And I get really, it's just, that's special to me. So I'm really thankful for those things. And then Trevor's story of, you know, going from school to school based on his gender identity and his sexuality, having, like, being forced to do those things. I think that was kind of a gut check to some folks. Hearing those two, you know, hearing Trevor's story about here's a human who goes to church and does all these things, and those are the people that are rejecting him, and even more so, you know, just people in general, I think. And so those are two stories that I'm just thankful for, you know, two young people coming in and sharing their perspectives. It was really neat. So I don't know. Just, I'm glad that we've made the connections that we've made through this podcast.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And the best part about it is 9 times out of 10, the guests on this show are, we keep using the word vulnerable, but we learn things about them that we didn't necessarily know.
Yeah.
And that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's the people are getting real and sharing things that they haven't shared with a lot of people.
Yeah. You know, that is a perfect segue into CN and Stephanie, and then even Haley, being able to sit down with your best friend and talk to him about some of the things that he's experienced in his life and the journeys that he's been on. I didn't know most of the stuff that Cian and I talked about. And not that, you know, Cian and I know each other very well by any means, but that was cool because I got to learn more about your best friend. And yeah. that was really cool for me. And then moving into, you know, Stephanie and Haley, those are two people who Stephanie, you know, is somebody who's always been so special in my life for the last couple of years. And then our lives go separate ways for a while, but we were able to come back to this podcast and remember that we really love each other and that we really value our friendship that we had and that we have, even though it looks different now. It's something that there's so much good in.
Yeah.
And we were reminded because of this podcast about those things. And then Haley, her niece, that, you know, is the follow-up episode after Stephanie. Man, getting vulnerable and using that word again with her about our dads was something we had never done before. And that girl has been in my life since 2016. And yeah. We had never shared that before. And I don't know.
About a 2-minute gap that I cut out of just you guys crying and patting each other on the back and crying some more.
Yeah.
Really powerful.
Yeah. That was that's the only episode that I had to stop recording because we had to pull ourselves together.
Yeah.
Because we were just crying so hard, and it was because we had never shared that before with each other. And I am really thankful for that. So, man, overall, I didn't realize how much in 19 episodes, how well we got to know people and how much we got to experience and share with them.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah. Well, I think it's really easy to say how grateful we are to know or to come across, our paths crossed, however it happened, with these awesome people that exist in the world.
For sure.
You know.
Yeah, it's
they're
good.
Not all sticks in the mud or just faces.
Right.
They're
it's
not
good
ants
stuff.
Marching.
Everybody has a journey.
Yeah.
And that's what we get to do here. And I think this is a perfect time to remind you that you can be on this podcast. You can share your story and share your experiences. Just let us know on Facebook. Call us, text us if you know us personal. But if you are out there in podcast world and you're just now listening to this this podcast, we want to encourage you to get vulnerable. We've said it about 19 times in the recap of all this. But really, get vulnerable, share your story, share your experiences, and let's make that happen in 2019.
Yeah.
If you have just even been thinking about it, even just a little bit, let's make it happen this year.
Yeah. And we're always looking for people, and timing isn't an issue. I mean,
no,
that's the power of radio, is that we do stuff and it's not live.
Right.
The power of podcast and editing.
You act like you edit so much. You don't edit very much out of any of these.
Sure, but I'm saying we could still record on Tuesday and it doesn't post for another 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
But that's okay.
So hit us up at smalltownpodcast@yahoo.com if you would like to be on the podcast in the future.
Also, we would love for you to comment in some way of what your favorite moments of 2018 were.
Yeah.
Your life in general, or your favorite moment on the podcast. What were you doing when you listened to a particular episode? We would love to hear from you because we don't hear from anybody. Unless we seek them out.
Right.
So.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yep. And if you know of someone that's really cool, hit us up and we will go berate them until they're on the podcast.
That's right. We will. No shame in our game.
Yep.
That's right. Also, follow us at radbrandy.com where you can see more pictures and more, just more shenanigans that we post there. And of course, on Facebook and Instagram, where we are very active. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Small Town Expectations. Talk to you in a couple weeks.